Hey everyone, my name is Danilo Petrovic.
I'm Ilya Marchenko.
I'm Dennis Kudla.
I'm Evgeny Donskoy.
I'm Henry Laaksonen.
I'm Peter Turepko, and you're listening to the Game to Love podcast.
Ah, good evening, tennis fans. We're back again. We had a little small break, didn't we, after that US Open. Released a little song for Emma Raducanu. And now we're back. We're back in Nur Sultan. As we see, well, Aslan Karatsev. He's the main man on the tour in Nur Sultan. But JG, what I want to ask you is, how have you been since the US Open?
I just love seeing your face. I've not seen it for so long. I can't believe I'm saying it on the podcast, but when we do a Grand Slam, it feels like I see you too much. So then afterwards, like, especially if we have a few days off, 4 or 5 days, I then get a bit confuzzled in my brain. And I'm like, where is he? Is the podcast that exists? Are we still doing it? Because we've not done it for a while, but we are back and we have some bracket draw previews today. We've got 3 of them, 2 on the men's, 1 on the women's, and plenty to get through.
Well, yes, indeed, mate. I totally agree with you. I think it's just a bit of a weird one, isn't it? When we've just had that day in,
full on,
day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out. And then as soon as it finished, I think I had like what? I barely had a day off. I was just working like round the clock trying to do this song. And then you were working round the clock trying to do other bits on the pod as well. And now we're back. I think we missed a couple of tournaments. Apologies, anybody who was expecting a bracket. I think it was literally the day the US Open finished, though. So sorry for missing those ones. That doesn't happen often.
Yeah. It's the only ones we've actually really missed on the bracket league. But we're going to be back with these ones. I did notice some of the fans who did do it, so we'll give you guys a shout out for the winners maybe later on. I'm not sure if they've all concluded yet. I think they have, but we'll go through that later. But right now, before we get into these brackets, I just want to talk about some big tennis news which we've not been able to cover on the podcast, and that's Diego Schwartzman. I know I've got a big Diego fan in the chat, Liam. We've got Gene, you've got Tom here as well. Shout out to you guys. But Liam loves a bit of Diego Schwartzman, and I'm not sure what's happening with him. The big news in the week is he lost to Daniil, not Medvedev, Ostapenkov. he's an unranked juniors player. He's number 63 in the juniors. He's never won a title above junior 5, so I think that's the lowest category you can get. And recently lost a match to juniors 804. So this guy is a junior tennis player who's not actually that good. And he beats Diego Schwartzman, number 15 in the world, 6-4, 6-3 at the Davis Cup. And the craziest part about the whole story is it's on clay. Yeah. He beats him on clay. And I thought Diego just didn't turn up. What was going on? I tried watching some of the clips, and credit to this Daniil guy. He was pretty good. But Schwartzman, there was a few shaky ones. I need to watch the whole. I saw there was an extended highlights posted on YouTube, I believe, and I've not managed to get through all of it. But let us know in the chat, guys, what happened. I am blown away. I know in the betting odds before the match began, he was 101-1 to win the match.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? I mean, this sort of thing, I think, is, it's a bit of a shock. It's a bit of one of these things, which I sort of said to you when you said to me, oh, I don't think he actually played that badly, though, this Ostapenkov guy. But I think Schwartzman can have this happen to it. If he comes up against power hitters, I think they can wipe him off the court.
On clay?
But then you said, I don't think he was a power hitter, this guy. So I'm not really sure what happened in this match. Like, maybe Diego just had a very off day.
It's inexcusable from Diego Schwartzman. I know, I think he came out on Twitter and apologised for it. Some Argentines were giving him some support. You can't really do that at this level. It's a bit of a shock, but hopefully it doesn't happen for him again and he bounces back. I thought we have to start with it because it probably deserves a podcast in itself in terms of the severity of it. I know you could say it's only Davis Cup, it's not the biggest tournament in the world, but yet again, it is a competitive event, which he lost and comfortably against an unknown tennis player who's, well, not a professional, really.
On his best surface. Yeah. Which is the craziest thing. I think the clay thing is the thing which makes it more of a shock, to be honest.
Would you say this is the upset of the year or upset of the century, of the decade?
I don't know. But then you'd say, what? Do you think Emma Raducanu winning the US Open was probably upset of the...
But in a one-off match, I can't...
In a one-off match, this is a bit bizarre. I think it's just very bizarre. I don't know what to make of it. It's just...
It's upset of the year, for sure. I know Ryan saying Garin lost as well. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't see that.
Bageled and breadsticked against Gombos.
Oh, God.
Gombos absolutely annihilated him.
That's not good, is it? I mean, Garin, he's a top player as well. I mean, he shouldn't be losing. Gombos is a good player, but he shouldn't be losing that.
Indoor hard court, you can understand it a little bit. Gombos is good, but that was a bit of a shock. But nowhere near the likes of this. We had to start with it because it is the biggest upset that they've got here in Davis Cup history. For sure. It is something I've not seen really ever. Yeah. I know we see some crazy results sometimes, especially during COVID times in the pandemic when they had some exhibitions, but that's like an exhibition stuff. And I don't think you even saw the stuff like this. This is ridiculous. Diego Schwartzman, who beat Rafa the other year on clay in a Masters event, losing to a junior.
63rd junior in the world, though. Not even like the top junior coming through. So... little bit of a strange run that. We'll come off of that though. I don't want to give Diego too much of a hard time. I'm sure he'll come back. I actually went back through and had a look because I was a bit interested to see how our predictions went from last December, wasn't it? When we did our predictions for 2021, just to see who had players inside the top 10. I think I didn't have Diego in my one. I think you might have had him sneaking in just inside the top 10.
Yeah.
And I think I had the only one that shocked me. I think I had Tsitsipas or Zverev lower than they were. But obviously, Dominic Thiem was the one I looked down the list and I thought, whoa, where's that name this year? I don't think that's one neither of us were really expecting to drop lower than he actually
is. Hold these thoughts because we will be doing a video reacting to all of our predictions we did at the start of the year in the off-season. So we don't want to miss that.
Let's start with
these brackets. I know we're 7 minutes into this one.
Yes, and first indeed.
Up, we've got it above us, Nur Sultan.
Indeed.
Sharing something there. Just pop that on the
screen. Yep, go and pop it up. There we go. So it's only been played once before, and that is John the Mailman. Milman was the winner last year, and that was against Adrian Mannarino, 7-5-6-1. Pretty straightforward, wasn't it?
Yeah. When was this? Because was it the time just after COVID? I feel like it was one of the first events back.
Yeah, I believe so.
It was. But yeah, well done to John Milman. I think he'll be... Yeah, it says something there on it.
I was just going to just go down here. What did it say, the date on there?
No, there we go. COVID pan... What did it say? Ongoing...
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was primarily organised due to many of the cancellations of other tournaments during the 2020. So
they've kept it. It seems like a COVID tournament, which they've kept on.
Yeah.
Who's going to win the COVID tournament, though? Let's find out. We can't look into this too much. There's only John Milman and Mannarino. So let's start filling up the bracket. For those who want to enter, you can find the link in the description, tennisdrawchallenge.com/gametolove on the group. The link directs you straight there, so feel free to enter your bracket. And I'm just going to put mine up now. Do you have yours? Worries.
Yeah, I'm just getting it ready, just get it into the right formula because I know that we haven't done this in a while, it seems.
Yep. And number one seed is in the thumbnail. It's Aslan Karatsev. He's heading the draw for Nur Sultan, and we've got number two, Alexander Bublik in his hometown. Is that right? Isn't that Sultan Kazakhstan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. That's interesting. Thomas Rock, he'll be happy with that one.
Yeah. He's got a good chance, Bublik, of going far in this one. And with regards to the qualifiers, let's see who they are. Are they in the draw yet or not?
No, they're not yet. So, we're going to have to go through those and find out who we've got in the qualifying, in the last round of qualifying at least. I think they were playing today and they kick off tomorrow, so it might just not have updated yet on this bracket, but we can take you through that.
Do you know if they're in the draw or not?
They're not. No, they're not.
One more round yet. So we've got
okay.
Ebden versus Popko. We've got Krezy okay. Weimer, Polman's Yevdisev, Donskoy, and Kotov. So initially, okay. the names were sort of spring out to me is Krezy.
Yeah, I'd go.
To be honest, I think Krezy could be.
I think Donskoy might be as well.
What did Krezy do in the US Open? I forget who he beat now.
Kalenio Busta.
Yeah, he knocked out Busta in the US Open. And Krezy with his serve volley can be very dangerous, especially on the hard courts. So I would watch out for him as a potential qualifier to watch. We don't know where he's going to be, who he's going to be pitted up against. We can see there could be a Vashka. That would be a really good match. And I think it's pretty close if they are to face each other. But start things off, Rusevori Bonzi. I know Bonzi, he recently, I think he's playing, he beat Rindeneck yesterday in a big semi-final. It was a very close few sets and then he sort of finished him off in, I think it was a breadstick in the third. So he's playing very well, Bonzi, at the moment.
Yeah, and then he beat Mats Morang as well. Oh,
so he won the whole thing.
Yeah, so he's on a great run.
Yeah, Morang was the final, right?
Kasper Zuk in that as well, and Elias Emer as well. Liam Brody as well in there. Well done. Wow, he's on a massive run at the moment. Whoa, yeah. Bonzi. I didn't realize how. I thought it was the last couple of tournaments. He's on a winning streak of, I think it's about 15 matches at the moment.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. It's a fascinating story because you've got Bonzi and Rindeneck. They're 76 and 77, I think, in the world. Is that right?
Bonzi and.
They're close. They're one away from each other. But what they've both taken different paths this whole season. So one's played challenger tennis and the other has been playing on ATP, sort of the main draw, and they've managed to still even out and get to the same point. So it's pretty cool. I like that. It's a cool story for people who don't know. And I actually look at both of them. I think they're amazing, but Bonzi's in this draw. He's got a very tough draw. Let's be honest. Rusevori first round, then Karatsev. Karatsev gets the bye. How far can he go? How far can this winning run go for him? It's 10 at the moment. Can he continue?
I think he can, mate. I think that winning run does continue. I think he knocks out Rusevori here. As much as I hate to say it, big Rusevori fan, but that you can't be denied. That winning streak, I think he's going to keep it going.
This is where I differ. I'm going to be going Rusevori to beat Bonzi. I think it's going to come to an end here. I'm going to go Seppi to beat Skatov. I'll have a Vashka. They'll have Avashka beating Seppi, Karatsev beating Rusevori, and Karatsev heading the section.
Wow.
Which isn't, I don't know, he's the number one seed, but he's not in good form, Aslan, at the moment.
No, exactly right. I'm not so sure. I think Avashka's probably in better form than Karatsev, to be honest. So I'm going to be picking Avashka to head the section.
We got fact notification saying my money's on Avashka for the tournament.
Wow. So.
He's stuck in him hard. So moving down, we've got Krajinovic here.
Ooh.
Someone who is another young player on the fringes at the moment. I've not seen anything positive from him this whole year. He had some good results last season. I know he beat Team. I think he came close against Djokovic and was really pushing some of the top guys. This year, he's fallen off. And I'm not sure if it's just injuries or what's going on with him. But he's just not looked the same player. I'd probably see that continuing as well. I'm going to have, Duckworth to beat Kukushkin. I'm going to go Munar and Milman, obviously the champion here last time round. And actually, I don't know. I'd have Krajinovic beating Duckworth, Milman beating Munar, but Milman heading the section for me.
Yeah, Duckworth just come off a challenger win. I believe that was earlier on today. That'd be, Tung Lin in the final, so he's just literally just finished the tournament, so you've got to take that into account as well. Will he have enough to go past Kukushkin? I'm going to go based upon you just won a tournament, so I'm going to go Kukushkin to knock out Duckworth based upon that. Vesely to beat Munar, Milman to beat qualifier, Milman to beat Vesely, Krajinovic, and then Milman to head the section.
So very similar to me, really.
Yeah.
You just gone a bit heavier on Kukush.
Yeah, why not, mate? Gotta love him. Fan favourite of the pod. Laszlo Zier versus Galan Riveros. That one clay court matchup. isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go Galan.
Wow, really?
He's a little bit more versatile. I think I've seen some good results on him. I remember at Wimbledon, he played well. He beat Cam Norrie 1 year, is that right? And then put some good results on hard court. So, yeah, I like Galan. I think he can do a bit more than what Zhe can. If it was on clay, I'd probably go Zhe. It's not, so I'll go Galan. The next one, Massetti's on a terrible run. I don't know if you want to bring it up, but I can't remember the last time he won. He seems to be, ever since he lost that match against Djokovic, he's not looked the same Lorenzo Massetti. I know we've got Thomas Rock in the building. Yeah, Djokovic certainly did take his soul. He's not giving it back yet. No. I know Thomas Rock's a big fan of him. Yeah, is it going to be Massetti's tournament? Is he going to finally pull together some good results?
He's lost 7 of his last 8 matches, which that sort of sums it up, doesn't it? I mean, that includes the Djokovic loss. But since Djokovic, yeah, he's lost 6 of 7. So it was a heavy... It's something weighing on his shoulders a lot. And especially when you see what Alcaraz was pushing out, that's probably sticking in his mind. I'm falling behind now. I need to get some results back in. I'm going to back him, I think, on this one. I think he comes back and he gets at least a win just to stop the rot.
Yeah, me too. Hope more than anything. I love him beating Callan as well. It's not a bad little section to get out of as well. I love Soo Woo, Kwon beating the qualifiers. We don't know who that is yet. If that's crazy, most likely I will change. I'm going to go Kwon to beat Lajovic.
I believe that.
And then I'm going to actually have Kwon head in the section.
Well, Laszlo Zhe and Galan Riveros both lost their last 3. So for me, it's a bit... I'm going to go Massetti. If he can get a win, I think he can beat either of those two. I think... I'm not sure. Kwon for me as well. I don't know why. I like him on the hard courts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going with you. I think I'm going to have Kwon as well. That's a bit weird, isn't it? It's a bit of a bad section, this one. Well, clay court section.
Yeah. Bad's probably the wrong word. We've got Liam saying, I hope he's working on his mental game. The retirement was a little bit pathetic. Hopefully comes back here. Obviously talking about Massetti.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Pathetic may be harsh. He's playing against Novak Djokovic. He's taken 2 sets. But from then on, it was a bit strange, for sure. I was shocked how he's fallen apart, really. Especially in that match. He hardly won a point after that. And then since, just not looked the same. But I'm sure he'll find it. He's a quality tennis player and someone I'm a big fan of. So...
Indeed. Move down to the final section. Benoit Paire back in action. His first time since the US Open, where he lost in 4 to Lajovic. He's up against Gerasimov, a more winnable matchup, you might think. The last time they played, though, was in the Australian Open at the beginning of the year, and Gerasimov won in 4. I'm going to be back in Gerasimov to beat him again.
I'm going Benoit Paire. He looks a little bit different than the start of the year.
Yeah. I'd say that.
So I'm hoping he can do something here. I'm going to be going to Berna to beat Berankis. I know he put in some good results recently as well. Was it in the qualification of the US Open?
Let me just check that quickly. I believe it was, though. Yeah, I think it was a bit of a shock, wasn't it? That
he
just suddenly was playing so well. He went to fuck with Van Zanschlup. That was it.
That's right.
Very good. Yeah. And think how well he did in the tournament.
Exactly. So I'm very impressed with to Berna. I'm going to have Miomir Kecmanovic beating Verdasco. Ultimately now, Verdasco, I've said it so many times on the podcast, really great tennis player. He's done for me. I don't understand why he's still playing these tournaments. If he wants to continue. No, but just do what Robredo does and sort of drop down to the Challenger Tour, because it'll be a bit more competitive. Like, he's not... I don't see him now... No, but Ben, I'm just being honest, because I'm a big fan of Verdasco, but I just don't see him making a run in any of these events. It's kind of pointless in being here.
Well, let's see. Let's see if that will come back to bite you. Let's see if he's listening.
Is going to be played, probably. It's going to be a button on the next podcast as Verdasco wins Nur Sultan.
Well, who knows? It could
happen. I'd be happy if I can do that.
Well, let's wait and see on that. Let's not count our chickens before they've hatched. This one for me, I think you could... I'm going to have Bublik knocking out Kecmanovic. I'll have Gerasimov beating Berankis, Bublik hitting the section.
I'm going to go very weird. I'm going to have Taberna beating Pear, and I'm going to have Taberna beating Bublik. So Carlos Taberna head in the section for me.
Okie doke. Interesting. Even in front of his hometown, yeah, he's just going to still get beaten by the...
Yeah, well, Bublik is a bit inconsistent.
So I've got the reigning champ at the top here. John the mailman Millman. He's up against Ilya Ivashka. I reckon Ivashka beats him.
I'm going to have Aslan Karatsev, Millman. Aslan makes the final, the number one
seed.
I think this might be his event for him.
Why not?
I'm predicting something a bit wild.
I would love it. Come on. This event is made for him a bit. Come on. He could definitely take this event if he really was to play his best.
Yeah, because don't quote me on it, but I feel like this Nursultan, they used to be, or there maybe still is, challengers. The Nursultan challengers.
Yeah.
Several of them. I think it's like 2, 3, 4. There's a few of them. There's so many happening. And I remember Karatsev playing in a few of them and being very impressive. Was it just after COVID? Do you remember that time before he sort of burst on the scene in Nursultan? I think he put in some good results and winning some matches. And based off that, I think he likes a bit of Kazakhstan and he's waiting for his moment. He may just find the inner Aslan, the lion inside of him, the one we love. And this could be a tournament where he goes fast. So I'll have him in the final. And then from the bottom, mine's crazy. My semi-final at the bottom, I've got Kwon Soon and Taberna. So one of them are going to be in my final.
I've got Kwon Soon, Bublik. I'm going to make it quick. I'm going to go Bublik in my final just because he's at home.
Yeah, I'm going to go Taberna in my final.
I love it. I'm hoping you're still carrying on your US Open prediction form, because if you are, this is going to be the most crazy run of form.
If he makes the final, I'll win the bracket. That's the way I look at it.
Most definitely. I mean,
I'm not sure that anyone else will have him there. So,
well, I think it's the risky ones you get remembered for, mate. Yeah. That's the thing. But people forget if you just picked Bublik and lost.
I've got to be honest. You remember my Karlovic pick in the US Open? It kind of helped me because I ended up pushing through. I predicted Sapo TFO in the end because of that, and ended up winning the bracket. So without risk, you don't reap the rewards. I always spread that on the podcast. And sometimes if you have a feeling about a player, just trust your gut, go with it. You don't want to be playing it too safe, because you'll get the nickname Boring Ben and you won't win anything. But we've got...
Indeed. I've won some brackets before. Never won a Grand Slam like you. Not on that high pedestal.
We've got Liam saying, semi-home event, Russia, neighbours with Kazakh. Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, and don't forget, Karatsev, he went 5 sets with Brooksby, only just lost. And he went 5 sets and beat Jordan Thompson as well. He beat Jal Munar, but the Thompson one was impressive. He showed a lot of resilience in the US Open, Karatsev, and I'm hoping that might be something that can trigger something in him. Come on, get it back. That's what we want to see.
So your final is Bublik versus Ivashka. Who's going to be winning for you?
I think I'm going to go Ivashka.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go Ivashka. I think he's been fairly impressive over the recent months. And I think the draw's not bad.
You say that, but he's playing a qualifier first round. And if that is Prezi. Maxim Prezi, just warning you may regret this decision picking Ivashka if he's playing Prezi first round.
Prezi might win the whole thing.
Quite easily. I've got a crazy final to Taberna Karatsev. It picks itself. I'm going Aslan Karatsev to win the whole thing.
Go on.
I feel like Taberna will have a nosebleed if he gets all the way to the final, and that'll be it.
Yeah.
But I'd love to see Taberna win it. I'm a big fan of him. But this is Karatsev year. And as Liam said, Kazakhstan, Russia, he likes these kind of tournaments. He's not won anything for a while. It's on the hard courts. We've seen what he can do. It all points towards Aslan Karatsev doing something special here, because nobody's talking about him. And the key with Karatsev is when people are doubting him, that's when he really shows himself. It shows his real character. When we was all on the hype, like saying, oh, Aslan's going to win this and that, and we had him predict winning tournaments, he never did. But now no one's picking him. I think this is the time he's going to win.
You're picking him.
No, but no one else is. I can guarantee you of that.
Anyway, I don't even need to ask your dark horse. It's Taberna, that's for sure. I'll have to give one. I'll go Bonzi, because that might be an interesting one if he continues that run of form.
Yeah, it's one I'm going to have my eye on. I'm going to be watching his matches, see if he can keep the run going. But yeah, that sort of sums up Nur Sultan. Let's move on to the next one. Make sure to put your aces in, your time of the championship set, is it?
The amount of minutes in the match. Yeah, yeah.
And so, next stop, are we going to do the men's or the women's?
Mets. Yeah, Mets. We're finished with the women's.
Cool. So let's move over to Mets, which is also known as...
I think it's like Moselle.
Yeah, the Moselle Open.
Okay, I'll bring that one up. Just bear with me one sec. Got the past winners. Just one second, mate. Okay, perfect. There we go. You're going to change it up for us? Or do you want me to do it?
Oh, yeah, I can change it up. I forgot you let me do that.
There you go.
There you go.
Now you get excited by changing it. So you can do the next one. Don't worry. Right. Okay.
A lot of French win this.
Yeah, they like it there, surprisingly. I saw something, I think TikTok Tennis posted, there was four semi-finalists that were all French in another tournament in France that was going on as well. So all the French players love entering the French tournaments, and they also tend to do quite well. Like Gael Monfils normally does pretty well in French tournaments as well. So as you can see, Joe Wilfried Tsonga, the last winner there. God, that was back in the glory days, 2019.
Well, the last time we had an event here in Metz without a Frenchman in the final, 2014, Goffin, Giles Souza. Apart from that, every single final, we've had a Frenchman. So keep that in mind going through the bracket when you're filling it out.
Yeah, and then you have to go all the way back down to Andy Murray, Tommy Robredo back in 2007 for the last one. God,
Djokovic there winning it in 06.
Lubicic as well, 2005. Pretty impressive names. See, some big names won this tournament.
And so, how many times has Gil Simon won? Because there's a good chance he could be playing this year.
Yeah, so we got three times. And a finalist,
number four. We've got Peter Gojovic as well. He's had a great US Open. He's coming into this in good form if he's going to be playing it. Another name to watch out for.
Gojovic. Yeah, anyway, we'll move on to the bracket. Should I get rid of that? Do you want to take us through the qualifiers? If you can get those up while I get the rest of the bracket up. Just bear with me.
I've got them. And it's that man who you just mentioned, Gojovic.
That's it.
He's playing against Huang tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. UK time. We've got Brandon Swerve, Mayot, Cole Schreiber, Holger Rune, Zabata Morales, Muller. So these qualifiers are dangerous. In fact,
very.
You could pick a qualifier. Say if it was Rune or Cole Schreiber, I would probably pick in most selections first few rounds if they're not playing anyone really good. Zabata Morales as well. He's class. And, Gojovic, we know how well he can play. So it's only the Mayot one I'm not overly struck on. But Mayot is a good young French player. He could do some damage. So, yeah, qualifiers, watch out for. They could do very well.
Yeah, I think this Cole Schreiber Rune can be a real good match.
Yeah, but it's a shame. It's a shame they both have to go through qualifying, because if they were, say, other ends of the bracket, you'd expect them to go quite far.
Who knows?
They could meet even if they were on the same side. They could meet probably in a quarterfinal. I think they're good enough.
Yeah, so we don't know who's going to be playing Lucas Pouille in that first round. It's going to be a qualifier, and no shocks that I'm actually going to be picking a qualifier to beat him.
Yep, me too. And get picks itself.
Pospisil versus Barrère. Don't forget, we're in France and the French do pretty well there. I think I'm going to go Barrère as well here to knock out Pospisil. This is a bit of a might shock for you people.
I think he's going to be even. I'm not sure what Pospisil, how his injuries have been and what he's up to. I'm going to go for him regardless. Andy Murray, Hugo Humbert, first round. How tough can it get?
Do Humbert any favours or Murray, do they?
No. I'm sort of blown away by this one. I think it's a bit of a bracket killer. You need to pick this one right because, well, either of them could win it. Especially Andy Murray now. I've put a lot more respect on his name. I'm sure you've noticed ever since watching him against Tsitsipas.
Yeah.
I was blown away by that performance. I thought it was amazing.
And for that reason, Andy Murray goes through for me.
Yeah, I thought you would do that. In that case, I'm going to have to go Umber.
Well, I think it could go either way.
Yeah.
Because we know that Umbert's beaten Tsitsipas as well. He's a really good player. And I put him in my top 10 for the year for a reason. Last year, he looked amazing on hard courts. This year, he's not really lived up to it. But now we're coming into the time of the year where he sort of starts to come alive again. But I liked Andy Murray, the way he played. And
if he plays like he did against Tsitsipas, he beats Umber in straight sets. But it's a big if. I'm not sure if he can. We've got Liam saying, I can't see him carrying on the form.
I kind of agree. Why? He might be back.
He's earned my respect. He always had it, Andy Murray. Sir Andy Murray. But in terms of his tennis ability right now, I was blown away. I didn't know he could produce it. It was one of my favourite watch-longs, actually, of the US Open.
Yeah.
It was a very special US Open, and that one was amazing for a first round as well. I was just incredibly blown away by how good Andy Murray was.
Well, he did play...
I'd love to see him do well here.
He did play recently.
In a challenger, and he lost, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. He did. He won the first round match against Yannick Madden and then lost to Roman Sfulin in the second round. So he's definitely not back to his best. That's for sure. But Sfulin's
at the US Open.
Yeah, Sfulin's actually a really good player. I think
he
showed a lot of people how good he was. I can't remember which Grand Slam it was he was playing. I think he played Zverev in one of the tournaments. And he actually gave a really good account of himself. I think he's a quality player. 150th in the world. So who knows? There could be more in the future for him. But I think Murray, if he turns up, he can do it. But I'd have him going through another round. I'd have Hurkacz going through, but I'd have Hurkacz heading the section.
Yeah. I'm actually going to go Ugo Umber heading the section.
Nice. I like it.
Moving down, next section. Alex de Minaur gets a bye first round. We've got my man Ryan Dunek, the player I was talking about earlier. I'm a big fan of his. I'm going to pick it straight off the bat. I'll have Gasquet versus the qualifier. It depends who the qualifier is. But I'm going to go Gasquet just because of that French connection.
Yeah.
I'll have Khachanov beating the qualifier. Khachanov beating Gasquet. Ryan Dunek beating de Minaur. And am I going to put Ryan Dunek head in the section? Am I going really
maybe
big on the French?
Well, maybe.
No, I'm going to go Khachanov head in the section.
I think, I think I would have Ryan Dunek beating de Minaur as well for some reason. De Minaur's not really impressed me this year at all, to be honest. No. So,
agreed.
Khachanov has impressed me, but not recently. He hasn't been looking amazing, has he? I mean, he looked good up until the point and then just sort of fell away a little bit. Will he be back to his best? He lost to Lloyd Harris in five. Last match, lost to Felix the match before that, so he's on a bit of a two-match skid at the moment. I'm going to go big. Go on, then. I'm going to go Ryan Dunek heads the section.
Nice.
I go for something a bit different.
I'm a bit annoyed you're stealing my players.
I'm not really stealing your players. you can pick them.
Yeah, but you're stealing my favourites, Ben.
They're not your favourites if you're not putting them through. Anyway.
Well, I put them through a little bit, but I just...
It's like saying you're stealing Aslan Karatsev, but I'm not moaning about it.
Well, I guess I was.
Yeah, exactly. But just pick what you feel at the time. I'm taking JG's words. Just go with the feeling. Right. Well,
going with a feeling. Is Basashvili part of your feeling?
Yeah, he always is. Go on, Bash. He's through. Not beats Gianluca Mega. Next up, we got Davidovich Fokina up against Gilles Simon. Hey, there's the man of the hour. He loves it here in France.
Protected ranking, three-time champion. Can he get number four? No, he can't. Not this year.
Oh.
I'm going to have Fokina beating him. I'm going to have qualifier four beating Cecinato.
I'm going to go another upset. I'm going to go Gilles Simon. Just turns it on. He just loves it here. He's a three-time champ. And Davidovich Fekina on a four-match losing streak at the moment.
Yeah, Fekina's not been that great.
Will it continue? They've been close, though. So Trangioletti in five, Hurkacz in three. And he lost to Djokovic and Big John. But yeah, you can't really be mad at him for those ones. Qualifier to beat Cecinato. Did you say the same?
Yep.
Okay. Monfils, I'm going to have to go through against the qualifier.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to go
Bash to beat Simon.
Yeah, I'm going to go Bash as well. And I'm going to have Monfils head in the section.
This is tough for me, mate.
My second Frenchman through to the semi-final.
Yeah, I know. There's going to be a lot of them. Let's be honest. It's not going to be run of the mill. I think Basiashvili does him, though. I'm sorry, Monfils.
Potentially. I'm not mad at you for that. That could easily happen. This next section seems to be very stacked. It's a bit unfortunate, really, looking at it. Probably the best section in the draw, this last one.
It's a good one.
You've got Carreño Busta, the number two seed. You've got Sanego, Fucsovics, Pedro Martinez, Poprin, Sardi, and Struff. So, yeah, this is anyone's. I think there's a few names who you could make a case for. Straight off, though, I'm going to go Fucsovics to beat Sanego.
I agree. I'm going to go the same, mate. I believe in him.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm doing that, but I am. I'm going to have Poprin beating Pedro Martinez, and then I'm going to go Sardi to beat Struff.
I'm not mad at that. I think that that's a... it says here now that there's an alternate taking over from Sardi. It looks like Mikhail Ema is now playing Jan Lennard Struff.
I'll be going for Struff.
I'm doing as well. Sorry, Ema.
I like Ema, but I just think Struff will just do something mad.
Poor old Jeremy.
You're Jez. Bad now.
Jez. Yeah,
no. I like Sardi, though. But in that case, I'm going Struff.
I'm going to go Fucsovics to knock out Poprin.
Yep, me too. I'll have Busta beating Struff. I would have probably had Sardi beating Busta, but I can't do that now. So I've cut my hand's been forced. I'm going to go Busta head in the section. And it's not It's my hand's been forced, Ben. I don't know what else to say to you. Sardi was my man, my surprise package, the Frenchman getting through and head in the section. But now he's not in there. I can't pick him.
I'm going to go Busta to beat Struff. Fucsovics to head the section.
Yeah, you're definitely trying to be too alternative here.
Nah, because he lost the Cressy last match, mate. So you can't. I'm not putting too much respect on Busta at the moment. He might come back and play better, but Fucsovics, if he beats Sanego, I think he could get on a little run.
Fair enough. So semi-final time. At the top, I've got Ugo Humbert, Khachanov. At the bottom, Monfils, Busta. Am I going to be going for the all-French affair in the final? No, I'm not. I'm going to have Khachanov to beat Humbert, and I'm going to go Busta to beat Monfils. So I'm going to have zero Frenchmen in the final. I'm going to break every rule I said at the start and from what I thought at the beginning. But now Sardi's not there. My feelings have been hurt, and I won't have a Frenchman in the final.
I'm going to have Hurkacz. I think if he plays his tennis, he becomes unstoppable in these sort of tournaments. I know, go down to the bottom. Fucsovics versus Basiashvili. I think that would be a really good match. I think I'm going to have Basiashvili, though.
In your final?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go crazy with him. You love a bit of Nicholas.
Why not, mate? Why not? So, Hurkacz versus Basiashvili final. And your one was?
Khachanov Busta.
Ooh. That's quite a good final as well. Completely different to mine.
Yeah.
I think both could happen, though.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go first because I'm not sure.
I'm very tempted. Basiashvili tempts me in, but it just depends. I think I like his draw. That's the thing. But he does lose to big servers. Like he lost to Opelka in straight sets at the US Open. I'm not convinced. I'm going to just have Hurkacz, I think. I think that if he plays his best tennis, he's heads and shoulders above a lot of the rest of the field here.
Yeah, agreed. It's just whether or not he turns up.
Yeah,
I'm going to be going, shocking you a little bit more. I'm going to have Khachanov winning the whole thing. Karen Khachanov wins, nice. Beats Buster in the final. Ooh. So there we have it. I've got a Russian winning in France. Dark horse,
Rinderneck for me.
Oh, he's quick with that. He's not letting me have it. I'll have Sardi. No, he's not in it. No. I'll have
Murray.
Well,
Mate.
I think I think it's a sensible option. Andy Murray is going to be my dark horse because if he beats Umba, he can easily get through a few of them, even Hurkacz, because Hurkacz is not playing very that impressive. Ever since Wimbledon, he was amazing at Wimbledon. Since then, a shadow of himself. I think he's saving himself for Florida again because he plays brilliant in Florida and it seems to be one Grand Slam a year for him. So yeah, on that basis, I'm going for Andy Murray as my dark horse with my main pick being Karen Khachanov.
Lovely jubbly, mate. There you go. I'll whack in a few extra deets in the bottom. I don't know.
Yeah, hit update your bracket. And we're moving over now to the WTA. We've got Liam saying Ben's gone from boring to deranged. We've got Gene saying I've got Hubie Monfils. That's a really good final.
Ooh,
George saying that's a nice final. Hurkacz could find something this week. He certainly could. Gene going dark horse Fucsovics. It's a nice one.
I like it. Yeah, very good one. Should have picked that myself, to be honest.
And on to the women's. We got the tournament for the women's is Ostrava. And if I'm super, super pumped for it because it's a very stacked draw on the women's. Yep. And there's a lot to be excited about, especially since the US Open. I feel like there's been something injected into women's tennis right now where it makes it a little bit more exciting than the men. I can't wait to see what happens next.
Yeah.
I know you've got some stats up here. What is this? The last event?
Sabalenka, that was the last winner. That was on a storming run when she won, I think it was four or five hard court tournaments back end of last year. She was in incredible form. I'm not sure if she's in the tournament, though, this time. But there are... No. It's a stacked field, though.
Yeah, it's really good. Really good. We've got sort of the other youngster, not Leila Fernandez or Raducanu, but Iga Swiatek, someone who I feel like has been slightly disrespected, especially on Twitter. Everyone's talking like, oh, well, since winning the Roland Garros, she's fallen off a little bit. I wouldn't say she has at all.
She won Masters and she's in Rome.
Exactly. I think people are just jumping on the bandwagon a little bit. And I'm hoping we see a good run for her so people can start putting a little bit more respect on her name because she's a brilliant tennis player.
Yeah. Oh, she's amazing. And you've got to remember, there's so much pressure that comes with winning a Grand Slam in your teenage years. And we're going to see the same scrutiny thrown onto Emma Raducanu next. And that's the problem.
She's not done bad, Iga. She's not done anything wrong since. She's been really good.
Yeah, I think so. And
everyone needs to leave her alone.
She's starting to ply her trade on other surfaces. Just let her grow. Obviously, she did well at Junior Wimbledon. Just give her a chance in the seniors. She's going to take a few years. She won, probably some might say, prematurely. If you win a Grand Slam in your teenage years, you're nowhere near your peak of your abilities yet. So we've got the best to come, which I'm super excited about. So let's go down anyway to see the qualifiers.
So the qualifiers are in the draw, I can confirm.
Yes, come on.
Which
finally
is great. I could just list them out now if I can.
Go on.
We'll go through them in a minute, but briefly, we've got Dodin, Lynette. We have, I'm just going down. We've got Cunha again, obviously, always a qualifier. We've got a lucky loser here, Gracheva. We've got Zakharova as a qualifier and Fiona Ferro.
Oh,
that's it. So, Fiona Ferro, they're not that impressed. I think for me, the big one's Anna Cunha, as always.
Yeah, always.
She's the qualifier no one ever wants to face. I don't know how long she's going to be a qualifier for, because if she keeps winning matches, it seems like she does win a lot of matches until she gets into the tournament, and then she doesn't.
Yeah. She's
a strange player to talk about, because I feel like she's great some days, and other days she's just not very good.
It's a horrendous draw to come up against, isn't she?
Yeah.
Well, as you can see here, look at that. I mean, it looks great, even from the first part of this bracket. We've got Zhang.
Number one seed is going to be Iga Świątek. Number two, Petra Kvitova.
Well, fantastic. Great to see her back and at it again. The next person that Świątek will play is either Zhang or Putintseva. Zhang, I believe, well, that was one of the people that Emma Raducanu beat on her route to the US Open Championship. I think that Putintseva beats her.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to go qualify one for now. Oh, no, we do know.
Dodin versus Linette, this is.
So in that order.
Yes.
I'm going to go, I don't know, I'm going to go Dodin.
I'm going to go Linette.
Okay. I'm going to have Rybakina beating Kudermetova.
Ooh,
I'll have Rybakina beating the qualifier. Yep. Świątek beating Putintseva. And this is the decision I didn't want to make.
Oh.
Iga versus Rybakina. Who's going to win?
You know
it's a tough
I'm
one
picking.
To call, but I'm going to be going Rybakina.
Ah,
I'm sorry to all the Iga fans.
You knew
I think
that.
Rybakina's just, I don't know, he's got that wow factor for me. Good player.
I think it's tough first round, though. Kudermetova. That's not an easy match at all. But I think she does it. I think she's only getting better. So she goes through for me as well. Sorry, Liam.
Yeah, he's very upset there in the chat.
No surprises.
Certainly rattled. Big Eagle fan, but we've got to be true to ourselves.
US Open semi-finalist up next is Maria Sakkari. She'll be playing the winner. She gets a bye, but she'll be playing the winner of Ostapenko and Blinkova, lucky loser.
Hmm.
I'm going to be going Ostapenko, surely.
Yeah, me too.
Martin
Siniakova beating Martinkova.
Same.
Who's the qualifier here?
It is Anna Kunya.
I'm going to have Anna Kunya beating Pavlyuchenkova. Wow. I'll have Anna Kunya beating Siniakova. Sakkari beating Ostapenko. And Sakkari heading the section.
Yeah, it's a bit of a funny one. Pavlyuchenkova, obviously, much higher ranks than. I'm actually going to go with Pavlyuchenkova. I think she beats Kunya. I think it's going to be
a
tough
one.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't want to get too down in the dumps about Pavlyuchenkova. I think that she just needs to. She won three matches at the US Open, just lost to Pliskova in the end. I think she's going to beat Siniakova, Sakkari, Ostapenko beats Ostapenko, and then Sakkari heads the section.
Nice.
Moving down. Karolina Muchova. God, another name. Another top name. It's just like they're just coming out of the woodwork. Is she actually in? Let me just have a look. I was just saying, after Pavlyuchenkova, I've got a different lineup here. I've got Badoza versus Gracheva. So Badoza may have replaced Muchova there in the bracket.
Yeah, that seems. I've got the same here, mate. So okay. On that basis, this Muchova seems to be Badoza and the qualifier is Gracheva. So I'm going to have Badoza beating Gracheva. The next one is Steya Kontaveit, which is right on there. And then below it, we've got Zakharova versus Tsitsipas Tormo. So everything's fine aside from that. It's a tough one to call. So stay a Kontaveit. I'm going to be going Kontaveit probably.
Yeah, I understand. But this one's interesting, though. Obviously, this one is Gracheva. I'm going to have Gracheva beating Badoza. They actually played at the US Open recently, and Gracheva beat her in straight sets. So I'm going to have her beating her again.
Yeah, Gracheva's a bit of the surprise package, wasn't she?
Yeah.
We didn't talk much about her. But if she does it again, I'll be blown away. Cerebras Tormo, she recovered after that pummeling from Raducanu.
That's very. I think that type
can
of thing.
Can that ruin a career? Can it take a while to recover from something like that?
I think she hasn't played since, so maybe I'm actually going to say yeah, it does. I'm never going out to the qualifier.
Surely not.
I'm going to have Kontaveit going through here. I'm going to have Bencic beating the qualifier, which is Zakharova. Who's not a bad player either, but only sort of lower level to Cerebras Tormo. But yeah, I think that she might just be in shock still.
Yeah.
Kontaveit beats Gracheva. I'm going to have Kontaveit head in my section.
I'm going to have Bencic for obvious reasons. Quality player, having a great year, gold medalist. Another one who got beaten by Raducanu. They're all going to be facing off each other. They'll be talking about her, I'm sure. But I think Bencic can bounce back and take this section.
Do you reckon they're all going to be sitting there just like talking to each other? Like, I just had a really bad match that day. I don't know what was going on. They're like, yeah, me too. I don't know what was happening. Everybody probably trying to say the same thing.
Maybe. Yeah,
the Raducanu effect. Who knows? Right, Kerber's back again. Oh, after she did me dirty at the US Open, wasn't it? But in the end, I was happy because it set us up with probably one of the most anticipated finals ever with Leila Fernandez and Raducanu. Against Teichmann here, though. That's a tough one. Teichmann-Kerber. Not sure which way I see that one going. I quite like Teichmann on the hard.
I'm definitely going Kerber.
I'm not so sure. I might go Teichmann. Yeah, I'm going to go for it. Oh, just disappointed me. Just
you're so hurt by Kerber.
I know.
The only reason you're doing that is because she let you down at the US Open.
Well, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice.
We've got Fiona Ferro here as the qualifier. And we've got Garcia in replace. Oh, no, sorry. Garcia's there. We've got Potapova in place of Badoza there. So it's a little bit different.
Hmm.
I'm going to most likely go for Potapova, Kvitova beating her, and then I'm going to have, it's a bit complicated because it's not the name, you have to keep going back. So Ferro-Risk, I'm going to have Ferro beating Risk, Kerber beating Ferro, and Kerber heading this section. I think that's a tough one though. Kerber-Kvitova could be a really good match.
It's confusing with all these names in there. Yeah, indeed. I'm going to go Risk, though, to win. I'm going to have Garcia Potapova, you say, not Badoza. It's not Badoza.
No.
It's Garcia Potapova. Surely Potapova. Go on. I'll go. So that means if you're picking Potapova on the bracket, it will show Badoza. Right. Okay. But that's as far as she goes. Kvitova beats her. Teichmann beats Risk.
Now I'm in a predicament. Mate, you should have stuck with Kerber winning the section.
Come on,
I'm even more sure now you're not picking it that she's going to do it.
Yeah, she probably will. She probably, this is firing her up.
She's
going to
turn up now.
She's 15th in the world, Kerber, so it's a bit disrespectful. But I think I might go Teichmann.
Okay.
No. Yeah, I'm going to go Teichmann.
Teichmann, did she beat Osaka recently?
She got to the final. I think it was the final of Cincinnati, didn't she?
Did she beat Osaka recently, though?
She beat, yeah, in three sets. She beat Bencic. She beat Pliskova, Sestea. She's beaten some good people recently, but lost to Kontaveit at the US Open. So maybe just couldn't do it on the big stage.
Fair enough. So semi-final time. I've got Rybakina, Sarkar at the top. Bencic, Kerber at the bottom. I'm going to be going Sarkari to make the final. I've been really impressed from the US Open.
Mm.
And, well, she didn't have to face the best player ever to play tennis in Raducanu. She may have won that tournament. So I think she's got a lot of quality. From the bottom, I'm going Angelique Kerber. So I'm going to go with someone with not much experience, someone with a lot of experience, and that is going to be my final.
Well, I'm going to go against you. I'm going to be going Alina Rybakina to make the final. I think she's just going to keep getting better. And that big serving is going to help her through. And she's going to be meeting another one of my favorites, Annette Kontaveit, in the final. So we're going to have a Kontaveit-Rybakina final for me.
Nice.
I would love that if that actually comes to fruition.
And who are you going to be going to win the whole thing?
I think you know, mate. Going Rybakina. She wins it. Wins the lot.
I knew it. He loves it too much.
That's it, mate.
And I'm going Angelique Kerber to win the whole thing. She's my winner in Ostrava.
Snaked me.
It's interesting to know we've not picked very similar predictions in any of these.
No.
Which is good, I guess, but it means one of us is going to be very right and the other is going to be very wrong. Or both very wrong.
I'll be getting replaced on the podcast pretty soon. Probably. I'll just be a part of the backroom staff.
Just quickly, we did have a question from Liam saying, question, if Emma was in this tournament, how far would you have her going?
Winning it, obviously. She can't stop. No, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm interested to see how our next tournament goes, though. I'm dying.
I'm interested. I can't wait to the bracket preview with Raducanu in it and see how far you have her going. I think your eyes are going to light up. You're going to have her winning, no doubt about it.
I don't know, because it's a. I think we'll see after she's played her first tournament back after the US Open. Then we're going to sort of know, okay, what level is she at now? Is she going to continue? Is she just going to suddenly turn into like some absolute world beater on hard court, especially, and just wipe everyone off the court again? I don't know. If she does, it's just amazing. But if she doesn't,
you don't know. No one does. It's an unknown entity, really. So let's see what she can do. We've got some people saying they're surprised. I'm not backing Iga. I can understand that. I think I've got to say, I'm probably one of her biggest fans. I pick her most tournaments to be semi-final, winning it or deep. It's a rare one for me. I just think something about Rybakina just scares me. I think she beats her on hard courts right now. But hopefully, I won't be that disappointed if Iga beats her, because she's my favourite player in this draw, no doubts about it.
Yeah, we've got George there saying, Ben out, John Silk in. Maybe it's just after the Medvedev pod. They want him back. I'll take another hiatus. I'll go away for a week. Yeah, no worries. Right, so dark horse time. For me, it's going to have to be Kontaveit then, isn't it?
Because not Teichmann.
She's in the final, Kontaveit, for me, and she's not a seed.
Okay, fair enough.
It's got to be.
Yeah, that's not a bad one to pick. I don't actually have one. I really don't.
Gracheva?
No. All right. I've picked all the seeds to go far. I don't have a dark horse. Mate. I honestly don't have one.
Don't have to have one, mate.
Well, I do have to, so I'm going to have to look at this thing. The difference is, well, I'll have to have Kontaveit. It's your dark horse.
Yeah, you can have my dark horse if you want, mate. I don't mind. You can jump on my
I think I'm going to have to share it. Listen, I'm going to have to share it because there's no other options for me. I think it's going to be a seeded player who wins, or if it's not, it'll be Kontaveit. I don't see any of the other unseeded players.
Kudermentova?
Not, it just don't for me. I don't feel anything. It's got to be. I've got to be honest, man. I've got to be honest to myself. Kontaveit's the only one who could do something.
Fair enough, mate.
So I'm joining you on the dark horse.
Right, that's it, mate. We've managed to do it. We've done our first one back after the US Open. It's been nice to sort of get back in the driving seat again and see everybody in the live chat. George is saying, just joking. Love you always, Ben. Oh, that's nice. Nice words from George, the patron. Appreciate you, mate. Oh, don't worry. I wasn't going to go anywhere anyway. You're stuck with me. So, yeah, I think we should probably wrap it up, mate. We're nearly an hour in. Good.
Yeah, it's good. Let us know, guys, in the comments, if you're not watching live, who you have winning the tournaments. Good luck in the events as well. I just want to make an announcement now. I've got a lot of people here listening, if you've not tuned off already, but we will be moving onto another bracket website very soon. So our friends at Tennis, TNNS, are creating, did I add another N? TNNS, I think I said it right. The link is in the description to join the app, to sort of download the app. We will be creating a bracket league through there very soon. So for Indian Wells, hopefully we'll have it up and rolling, up and running. So make sure to join us on there, because we think it's going to be a lot better than the current one. And we have a lot of fun features which we can integrate with the Discord and, well, just make it a better experience for you guys. So hopefully that'll be there very short, very soon.
Yeah, indeed. And I think that one, we're hoping it'll sort of go live around the Indian Wells, that sort of, that's the next big tournament. And hopefully we can do some testing behind the scenes on some smaller tournaments just to make sure it irons out any of the problems so we don't get any of them when we actually go live. But yeah, it's going to be exciting. And hopefully we won't have to say, oh, is it Badoza, Gracheva? Is it this or that? Is
yeah. It is a bit buggy. I know Gene saying it there. It's not the most reliable website in the world. We've loved it for what it is. And we've got about 300 members in our group. But what we recommend, if you haven't already, download the Tennis app. And we will be creating a bracket on there, which is going to be better than ever. It's going to be really good. And hopefully we see you all on there. That's what we're going to be recording the winners for as well on. So if you want to win prizes, especially for the Grand Slams, make sure to download the app, join us in the league very soon.
Indeed. Yeah. Thanks to Thomas Rock sending in the super chat. always really appreciated. If anybody is just listening to this, or if you haven't subscribed to Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any of those ways of just having it via audio, please jump on there, leave us some nice reviews, leave a nice comment. It helps us jump through some rankings and get more tennis fans interested in the podcast. So keep spreading the word, and we'll probably see you. Well, I've going to say this is probably my last podcast I'm going to do in the place where I'm currently living, because I'm having to move. So it's going to be, everything's a bit up in the air at the moment. I'm going to have to shift everything. I don't know if I'm going to have internet as well.
Have to do one from the car maybe next time. But
either the car or from work. I'm going to try and just get another pod to you within this week anyway. It'll be by the end of the week, I'm sure we'll get one out.
Yeah, for sure. If not, it'll be me and John. So
yeah, exactly. That's it. You'll get your wish, George. Don't worry.
But for now, thanks for joining us, guys. If you haven't already, hit the like button. Subscribe if you're new, and we'll see you on the next podcast.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.